Some atheists will claim that they may agree there's a creator of the universe, but they may say, why it's one, why it's not two or more or three or...
So that's a good question, because sometimes people ask that question, right? Sometimes they just ask that question just to divert the conversation. But either way, it's a good question. But this verse from the Quran, which is in, I believe, chapter 21, verse 22, if I'm not mistaken, this has the answer, one of the most powerful ways of answering this question. We'll play it first.
لَوْ كَانَ فِيهِمَا آلِهَةٌ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَفَسَدَتَا فَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَرْشِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ.
Allah says that if there was more than one ilah, gods, deities within the heavens and the earth, then they would have been ruined completely. Right? The heavens and the earth would have been completely ruined. Okay? Now, on a very simple level, simple understanding, it makes sense. Right? Because we know from nature, when there is one creator, one all-powerful being, if there was more than one, they would argue and it would just be chaos, right? But someone may argue now, if you present this, it makes sense on a very basic level as well. But if you present this to someone, they may argue with you, well, I could give you many examples where, you know, there is, for example, I'll ask you guys this. There is, for example, car designers, right? They will say that there's car design and there are many individual designers that are working on the project of one car. Now, one person is designing the wheels, one person is designing the chassis, one is designing the engine, and there's many people working together. They're all designers, but they're working together to make a car. And at the end, you have a beautiful product, which is a functioning car, right? Now, they ask, well, why can't this be the case? Why can't so loads of gods come together, work together, agree with each other, and there's more than one, and everything is in order, right? It doesn't have to be in chaos. It's flawed when it comes to the understanding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Very, very flawed. I tell you why. Because look, we when we speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are talking about not only the all-powerful creator, we're talking about a being who has the ability, who can choose to do whatever he wills. His will is dominating, it's imposing, right? He is the one that imposes himself. Nothing can go against him. Nothing can overpower him, right? He has an imposing will, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? He's the one that's dominating. He's the one that's more powerful. He does what he wills, okay? Understanding this, it's impossible to have more than one all-powerful creator. I'll tell you why. Because when it comes to the example of the designers, car designers working together, their wills are compromised. They are compromised. They're not all powerful. They don't have a dominating, imposing will. I'll tell you why. Because look, the guy that's designing the chassis of the car, right? Say he's designed the chassis of the car. The guy that designs the wheel, he has to design the wheel a certain size for it to fit inside the certain size chassis, right?
Oh, right, yeah.
So if there's a wheel bay which is 18 inches, he has to design a wheel which will fit into that area. He can't design a wheel which is 20, 22, 23 inches. That means he's compromised. His will is compromised.
So what you're saying is then that the designer's will is limited, the designer's ability to design is limited by the limitations set by the previous designer.
Exactly.
Or the previous
And in other words, they're limiting each other.
Right.
None of them are all powerful. None of them have the most dominating will and they're not completely in control. Right? But when we talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no analogy applies to Allah. Right? Firstly. Secondly, when it comes to Allah, Allah is not compromising. Allah does not compromise with other beings. He is the all-powerful, the dominating. His will is imposing, right? Understanding this reality, it's impossible for there to be more than one creator, right? Because if there was, then as Allah says, the heavens and the earth will be ruined. They will never agree with each other. It goes against the whole idea and concept of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So even if there were many gods and they had to collude to create a universe,
well then that's not Allah.
It would not be the same as the universe we're in now, because it would be a universe brought about by compromisations.
Yeah, but it would be
whereas
chaos.
God is non-compromising.
Yes, but at this point what I say is that can't be the case, because we are the ones that are presenting who Allah is.
Yes, exactly.
Right? So deal with who we are speaking about.
It makes more sense, because again, Occam's razor.
Well, we can apply that, but that's a separate argument in itself.
Right, okay.
Here, what we need to appreciate is this. If Allah, as He has told us of Himself, is all-powerful, His will is not compromised by anything or anyone or any being or anything in existence. He is the dominating, He is all-powerful, His will is imposing, he does what he wills, it's impossible for there to be another God, because they would never agree with each other. It would never happen, right? So there's two possibilities. Number one, if there was more than one creator, then the heavens and the earth would be ruined, right? At the very least, one morning you'll wake up, the cows will be crossing across the fields, the next morning they'll be flying over the clouds.
Yeah.
And then one day, your brother Asim will wake up pink in color, the next day he'll be blue. Everything will be chaotic, right? But or there is one all-powerful creator, and therefore there is order within existence, right? And that's what we see from this verse. This is what Allah says, that if there was more deities other than Him within the heavens and the earth, it would be ruined. Heavens and the earth would be ruined. So when we, and sometimes what people will try to do, and atheists may try to do, is say, well, maybe God can do this or He's like this, but we're not arguing for that God. We are presenting who God is, right? Deal with this being that we are discussing. This is the real, this is really who God is. This is Allah. And if this is who Allah is, then it's impossible for there to be other, any other deity, right? And then obviously Occam's razor is something we'll discuss later. It also makes sense. If Allah is all powerful and He's able to do all things, then there's no need for a second or a third or a fourth.
Yeah, right? Precisely.
It's pointless, pretty much. So, yeah, that's it.